This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, turns out nightmares have a purpose. A new study finds nightmares prepare the brain for real scary situations that produce a lot of stress and adrenaline. Researchers discovered when participants woke from a nightmare, the areas of the brain responsible for responding to emotions responded to situations much more efficiently. 'Tis the season for holiday parties, and a new study shows they're coming back. Those lavish holiday office parties that have been scaled back over the last few years. Some companies even got rid of them altogether. But apparently they're making a comeback. Wall Street Journal survey says 7% more companies are planning a holiday party than last year. 76% overall are planning to have a holiday bash of some kind. Last year, 65% of companies surveyed had a party. That's the lowest percentage since 2010, when just 64% of firms threw holiday parties. By the way, how many drinks should you have at the office holiday party? Experts say no more than two. Oh, it's especially busy at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City, as the staff is caring for 12 sets of newborn twins, all born around the same time. Doctors and nurses there believe it's the largest number of twins the hospital has ever cared for at once. Every set of twins were born early, so they require extra care and attention in the neonatal intensive care unit. But the goal is to get the babies to full strength and send them home, hopefully in time for Christmas. Boy, what's in the water there? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New poll asked people what ages they felt different parts of their bodies start to fall apart. Basically, everything starts to go around 40. That includes back pain at an average age of 44, knees at 47, and hearing loss at 49. 40 is also about the time when you bend over to pick something up, you groan as you come back up. State of Florida is not sure what to do about iguanas. They're taking over. Unlike the elusive pythons, they say iguanas are all over the place in southern Florida. And when they move into your yard, they act like they own the place. The state first suggested homeowners kill the reptiles, but ran into a lot of flack from PETA. So now they don't know how to control the skyrocketing iguana population. Experts say the country is about to experience a housing glut, with millions of existing homes on the market. Should be a good time for prices to go down. Deal is, the baby boom generation is getting ready to retire, or, yes, die. And over 25% of the existing homes in the market are owned by people over the age of 65. Fox announced they've sold out all their Super Bowl commercials already. The cost of a 30-second ad in the game started at $5 million, went up to $5.6 million. Their entire inventory load of 77 commercials at a minimum of $5 million a shot means Fox has already made $385 million on the game. Finally, the FAA is launching a study on the size of airline passenger seats. They say they're hoping to develop a minimum standard size for airline seating, partly because airline seats are constantly shrinking, while our seats, it seems, are constantly expanding. Much like the setting of a Dickens novel, one of the southwestern Michigan's largest Christmas parades is sure to transform Dowagiac, with its turn-of-the-century storefronts, into a storybook-like setting as the community's 118-unit holiday procession takes to the streets Friday night at 7 o'clock. Tree lighting ceremony and pre-parade entertainment at 5:30 in Beckwith Park, followed by the parade step-off at 7. Get all you need to know at cityofdowagiac.com. Knucklehead News out of Illinois, where a woman was arrested for drunk driving while she was on her way to the county jail to bail out her husband, who had also been arrested for drunk driving. Clarice Singer was pulled over and arrested by the same officer who'd arrested her husband just an hour and a half before. And speaking of her husband, Timothy Singer, he happens to be the chairman of the County Democratic Party. And that's the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? Email it to me, paul@wcsy.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Don't forget, we have a Dropbox outside the building. If it's after hours or over the weekend, you can copy and paste a link on our Facebook page as well. Find our podcasts on all the great podcasting outlets like Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. Alexa will also play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.